Now, IRAs and 401ks are amazing vehicles to save for long-term wealth. There's a reason people live on their IRA and 401ks in retirement. We want to make sure you're one of them. There's tax benefits when you put the money in. You don't pay taxes when you're growing and building that account over 10, 20, 30 years. Maybe you have a company 401k where you work. The company puts free money in and matches that. And you could be doing that for decades to grow and build your wealth. Now, I know some of you are like, Matt and Mark, I'm behind though. I'm discouraged. How do I catch up? How much do you need to have in your IRA or 401k
at age
65, that's the number we're throwing on this, to have a good retirement? Like a retirement you're looking forward to, not one you're going to dread because you're going to be, you know, we want you to be down at Del Boca Vista. You know, we want you to be living the dream here. Yeah. All right. $2 million. That's what we're saying, minimum of $2 million. Now, why do we say that?
Yeah.
At age 65.
Age 65, $2 million. Now, many of you are going to say, hold on, I need more than $2 million. I've done the math. I have a lifestyle I want to live. I get it. Some of you live in a different part of the country. $2 million would not be enough. For some of you, like, holy crap, every analysis I've done, I don't need $2 million. We get it. There's different ages, lifestyles, parts of the country, goals you have. We get it. But when you have at least $2 million, you have something to fall back on. By then, Social Security is going to be kicking in. Maybe you have equity in your home. Maybe you have some rental properties. But the point is you've got $2 million to feel relief. You're not going to be as stressed. You're going to feel more freedom to do more things, to build more money at that age, rather than be in DEFCON 3. And Matt, we meet so many people that don't even have $100,000 in savings at age 65. And it is scary.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the biggest culprits is small business owners. Yeah. They just don't put money in an IRA or 401k. They don't live in corporate America or one's right there laid up for them. And they reinvest their money in their business. And so for many of you, we've got some strategies, because I know many of you are in that bucket, but we've got some strategies to supercharge how much you can get in and save for retirement. But let me go the analytical side. You did the touchy-feely side.
All right, that's good. I'm a touchy-feely guy.
This is more the, you know, this is more the Matt and Mark sauce. I'm going to be the more analytical here, okay? There's something called the 4% rule. I want to make sure everyone understands. There's a 4% rule a lot of financial advisors follow that basically says, plan on living off 4% of whatever money's in your IRA or 401k. So if you got $2 million, you can live on 4% of that. 4% of $2 million is $80,000 annually.
And that's where the $2 million stays there.
Yeah,
that's
the $2 million stays. We're not depleting it.
Yeah.
Now, as you get into your late 70s, 80s, 90s, that $2 million you can start depleting. Okay, you can start accelerating that. Maybe you got long-term care, you're in a nursing home or something.
I was thinking Royal Caribbean, holiday cruise.
Okay, well, let me hit the 4% rule, because here's what else is happening. We want to assume you can at least get 6% return. I'm just saying, this is the typical financial advisor advice. I'm going to give you my perspective here. At 6%, if I'm taking 4%, I'm still growing that account 2%. And why do I need to do that? Inflation. We felt it this last year. $2 million is not the same as it is going to be in 10 years. So you still need that account to be growing a little bit to battle inflation. Now, I like the 6% rule because I think you can get 8%. We're going to be talking about what you can invest in as kind of a default investment. Let's say at the S&P 500 fund, making 8% here. We're going to get into that. But then I could be living off 6% of that. So now that $2 million, I'm getting 6% I can take out. I still got a little 2% helping to grow it, combat inflation. Now I'm getting $120,000 a year I can live off of. And like you said, Mark, Social Security is going to start kicking in. Maybe that's another few thousand bucks a month. Now you're at $15,000 a month. Maybe you have paid off your home and there's some equity in it, but you don't have a housing payment either, but you've got equity you can maybe draw on too. Everyone's in a different boat and situation. Maybe you sold your business, you got the rental properties. Everyone's in a different situation, but that's the analytical piece of it. I like to think of the 6% rule, not the 4%.
Okay. And I'm going to just say on the 4%, what I like about it too, is it's going to typically take into account taxes because at 4% of that $2 million, you're going to have a rate of return. You're going to pull some cash out. And you're going to pay taxes, and then 4%. So on $2 million, that means you're living on $80,000 a year after taxes before anything else. And $80,000 a year, you'll survive. We have clients that can't even get that type of income at that age, and they're freaking out. Okay, so now what are the contribution amounts? We've got this. You're going to love these calculations. How much should I be saving to have a $2 million retirement at age 65? Now, we're talking about in a 401k or IRA. We're not talking about any other investments, just in those vehicles that tax deferred or tax-free structure, $2 million. If I'm age 25, starting at zero, that is $600 a month. $600 a month. That's not too bad. I can do $600 a month. And at age 35, it's $1,400 a month. So if I'm starting at zero at age 35, I need to be putting away $1,400 a month. That could be a pretty nice car payment. So, you got to start thinking like that. Age 45, starting at zero. If you're age 45 watching this and you've got zero, you need to be putting away $3,500 a month. Now, that's a house payment or rent, but
yeah, that's $42,000 a year.
Yeah,
I mean, that adds up, you know,
it adds up. And so now you're doing a side hustle to make $3,500 to just fund your retirement. But you're dedicated, you're determined, because in 20 years, you're going to be 65 and you want that $2 million. So $3,500 a month at age 45. If you're age 55, that we're at $11,000 a month. $11,000 a month, $132,000 a year. We know people that are in business at age 55 just taking their profits to build retirement. So they're in that boat. So that's $11,000 a month going into retirement. Now we're using some very complex structures because we want it still tax deferred or tax free. But $600 a month, $1,400 a month, $3,500 a month, or $11,000 a month, depending on those four age starts at zero.
Yeah, and we're assuming an 8% annual rate of return. The reason we're throwing in that is because you can just do the boring S&P 500.
That's the big reveal on our next point.
Well, I'm going to say that because how do these numbers add up? Yeah. I mean, how does it add up? I mean, we got to we got to finish the equation here.
Yeah, it's 8%. Okay, we'll tell you
the big reveal is the S&P 500.
Whoa. Buckle up. Hold on to your butts.
But sometimes boring is okay. Guys, sometimes boring is okay. And so many people are thinking, well, I got to find the next Uber. I got to go self-direct and find the next home run and real estate investment deal or whatever I'm doing with a self-directed IRA or 401k. Guys, we love that. We want you to do that. That is a way to supercharge and accelerate your account. But don't get stuck waiting for that and do nothing. Start saving and contributing on these numbers, like Mark said. And if you're doing it, we're assuming you can at least get 8% by doing the S&P 500 fund. The numbers track out on that. That's even what Warren Buffett says to do, like Mark mentioned, Tony Robbins, Peter Malouk. They're like, if you don't know, do the S&P 500, just buy SPY or one of those funds that's tracking that, and you can get an 8% annual return. Now, this is over time, of course, not every year. It can go up and down a little bit. Now, here's the difficult part when you look into these numbers, because, you know, if you're at 25, it's nice, and I'm only doing $600 a month, $7,200 a year, right? And when I'm 35, I'll be at $110,000. When I'm 45, I'll be at $350,000. When I'm 55, I'll be at $894,000. And then I'm going to be at $2.1 million at 65.
Yeah. And let me repeat, say that a different way. If you already started saving at age 25 and doing approximately $600 a month, you should be at $110,000 if you're 35 right now. You should be at $350,000 if you're 45 years old and can continue to be doing what you've been doing, that's $600 a month, and you will then be at $845,000 at age 55, assuming you followed those saving models. Now, if you're at age 35 and started from zero, where should you be at 45?
Yeah, if I'm at age 35, at 45, I'm going to be at $256,000. And if I'm 45, at 55, I'm going to be at $640,000. Now, remember here, like at 45, I'm still putting in $3,500 of money every month. But if I start at 25, I'm still just doing $600 because I got ahead of the game. I got more money working for you. Right? I think Dave Ramsey calls this the eighth wonder of the world, compounding interest. The more money you have invested, now your money that made money is making money on the money that made money for you 10 years ago. And it just keeps building and you have all this compounding interest. That's why you're getting less dollars in to get to the same result. So if you're waiting too long, that's why when you're 55, you got to put $11,000 in. You only got 10 years of compounding investment growth as opposed to 40. So the first principle and lesson, start early. When's the best time to plant a tree? Yesterday. When's the second best time? Today.
You should at age 55 have between $600,000 and $850,000 in your IRA 401k. And now, we don't know what you've been saving, what you have with the method and all that, but you should be in that $700,000 range or more at age 55. So we got to get caught up to that. And you can look at these tables. If you're 45 right now and you have been doing some savings, you should really be in the $250,000 to $350,000 level. That's what you want to be thinking. If you're under $350,000 in savings in your IRA and 401k and you're 45 years old, this is your wake-up call. We can get, let's get back on track. And it doesn't take a lot. At age 55, you should have around that $700,000 to $800,000. And if you're below that, we've got to have a more serious talk.